T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's going on, everyone? Joe to camera, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Thursday morning. It is a game day on WIP. Eagles and those Carolina Panthers tonight. 4-1 Eagles against the 4-1 Carolina Panthers. Thursday night football, a week 6 showdown in the NFC and in the National Football League. Marquee game really all week, and it happens on Thursday night. It happens also tonight right here, of course, on WIP. So we'll talk about it all day. Certainly take your phone calls, 888-729-9494. Also, reaction on the Sixers last night, Joel Embiid's debut. It was simply extraordinary. If you didn't see what Embiid did last night, if you missed that game, and good job by NBC Sports stepping up and finally having the game on TV after it looked like they weren't. But the game was, if you missed it, you missed something incredible. Embiid the guy's incredible. We'll talk about that. We'll take your calls all day. 888-729-9494. Richie Rich, game day, babe.
Did you call me babe?
Yeah, game day.
Gross, Joe. Did you know some lions mate 50 times a day?
That may be more than Smarty Jones. It may not be.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
You have a strange obsession with Smarty Jones' mating habits.
Well, because he has literally been put out to stud. Hey, you walk down the street, or in his case, you trot down the street. What's your profession? My profession is I'm a professional stutter. I mean, right? That's what he does.
I guess.
His owner is a multi-millionaire.
Right.
Because Smarty Jones has sex.
Yeah.
I mean, right? I mean, just lay it on the line.
It's good at
winning the Derby helped, but the procreation thereafter is even more significant. It's just, if in that world. Anyway,
I guess.
It is. Joe to camera, John Richard.
I guarantee he doesn't mate 50 times a day.
Seltzer, see what you can find on that. How many times? Can we talk some football here? It's a game day. This show has gotten very sophomoric over the last month and a half. I don't know what's going on here. All right, John, it's a game day. By the way, humongous show on tap today. On an Eagles game day. Big show on tap. Obviously, our phone call is 888-729-9494. We will talk to, coming up at 11 o'clock today, the Axeman, Jeremiah Trotter, the Eagles Hall of Famer, joining us at 11 o'clock, first time this season, touching base with Trot. So looking forward to hearing his thoughts on the Eagles' start to the season. Tonight's game, we will climb into and or slink into the bathtub time machine. Yeah, we usually do it on a Friday, but for a Thursday night game, we do it today at 11:30, bathtub time machine, memorable Eagles-Panthers matchups. Thursdays with the King, every Thursday at noon, Howard Eskin. Shield Kapadia, who usually joins us early in the week but was traveling to Carolina. Shield will join us today around 12:25, 12:30, somewhere in that range. Of course, you can win your week with fantasy football. Paul Charchian today at 12:45. Time's yours at 1:45. This is a show loaded for Bear. We're loaded for Panther tonight to go after Carolina Panthers. 888-729-9494. And John, the Eagles are going to win the game tonight. It's a showdown.
Argument here.
It's a great matchup.
But you know what? Other people aren't saying this, Joe. I mean, you and I think we're on the same page here, same wavelength.
Okay.
But having listened to Angelo's show earlier, all the, quote, experts are saying Carolina wins this thing, which really bothers me.
Yeah, well, that surprises me. It really, I mean, listen.
Short-sighted.
Well, listen, national experts, they're 4-1. And, like the Eagles are, and they do have home field advantage, and it is a Thursday night. Frankly, John, the number one thing that concerns me about tonight is not Lane Johnson. It's this intangible that I can't get my hands on, and it's the Thursday night thing on the road. It's the short week. I can't speak.
Joe, if you want to get your hands on that intangible, look at the record of the away team on Thursday nights this season.
But historically it's not good.
But
just saying.
I don't care. About history.
Well, I do.
This Eagles team wasn't playing historically. This is a new, different group.
I get it.
What teams did last year on Thursday night when they were away has no bearing whatsoever on this Eagles team.
Not this
and
team.
And this season, the away team has had a lot of success on Thursday
night. I understand that, but that's a very small sample size in what's otherwise a big sample size of many years of Thursday night football, and the history's not good.
If you're traveling across the country on Thursday night, you're the away team. That's a big deal. These are two East Coast teams.
No, I get it. And certainly better than when the Eagles went out to Seattle in 2011 or 12 and got their clocks clean. Like, that was a mess. But to me, that's the biggest negative. But, John, what I see is the overriding positive. I expect, and I'm just, and again, 888-729-9494 on an Eagles game day. We want to hear from you. Obviously, your expectations for tonight's game, what you see. It's a showdown game. Hop aboard the phone lines. You want to see the Eagles win. What do you want to see within the game? Hit us up, 888-729-9494. John, to me, there's a variety of reasons why the Eagles win. First off, I think they're a better team. But I'll pinpoint right on this. I expect the Eagles defense tonight to make Cam Newton look ordinary. I really do. I'm not a Cam Newton guy. I've been on the record for years saying that. Obviously, he had an incredible season 2 years ago. He was phenomenal. And he's got a skill set of things he can do positive that's incredibly impressive. But with this Eagles defense, with the combination of things that they have done well this year, that I think bodes very well for playing Cam Newton tonight, pressure up front and tackling well and assignment football. Because this is an assignment football kind of game. Against that guy and the way they run that offense. I mean, every game's assignment football, but I'm just saying, you know, you got to do your job. The Eagles defensively this year have tackled well, they've pressured the quarterback, and they've been in the right position at the right time. John, Cam Newton, who I said to you yesterday, I think he's the most overrated player in football, and I really believe that. I expect Eagles tonight.
He can be very good. But he is a front runner.
People act like he's amazing. I don't think he's amazing.
He was the MVP.
I understand that.
That's pretty amazing.
I give him great credit for what he did 2 years ago. For the vast majority of his career, to me, he's been wildly overrated. And tonight, John, I'm telling you, I want you to book my words. I want you to hear me loud and clear, and we'll talk about it tomorrow at 10 a.m. I expect the Philadelphia Eagles defense tonight to make Cam Newton look ordinary and the Eagles to win the football game.
Okay. And Cam Newton he presents a lot of problems for any defense that our defense has not seen yet this season. He is a unique player.
He is.
No doubt about
it. That's true.
But I agree with you. I don't think Cam Newton has seen a defense this good yet. And he's been doing it all on his own. They don't have a normal run game. They have a Cam Newton go run and gain yards when we need it.
Yep.
Run game. They have been benefiting from his pinpoint accuracy and touch for the last couple games.
And that's not going to last.
He doesn't always have that.
No.
He had all the time in the world to throw the ball against a Patriots defense that has no pass rush to speak of, against a Lions defense that was unable to generate pressure. I think our defense can generate pressure. I feel so strongly that the Eagles are the better team here because they have balance on the offensive side of the ball, because this defense is number two in the league at stopping the run. The Panthers will not be able to establish a run game against this front. It is going to be all on Cam Newton's shoulders. And we've seen when that happens, things can go one of two ways. He gets up on you, and he's all smiles, and he's happy and feeling great, and he just piles it on.
Yep.
If he doesn't get up on you, if you get up on him and it's a negative situation for Cam, he has to dig out from under it, he'll tank. I mean, he could very well tank against this Eagles team. He could go off to the sideline and put the towel over his head and be just childish in his leadership.
That's exactly right.
Or lack thereof.
John, is he the biggest front runner you've ever seen in sports?
Yeah, I mean, in recent memory, I can't think of a bigger front runner. We can take advantage of that. And, I mean, I think when you say he's the most overrated player ever ever seen.
No, in football in the last 5 years or so. You know why, John?
Listen, he was really good.
I know he was,
but
it's the national pub he gets where people act like he's a top five or top ten player in football. He's nowhere near that. He's nowhere near that.
He creates a whole host of problems for any defense.
I understand
that. No one else does.
I agree with you.
He is a really good player.
Listen,
I don't think he's an accurate passer, and he for whatever reason, he has looked more accurate the last couple of games. I think that ends tonight.
I do too.
I think when it's all said and done, this team, this Eagles team, will finally get the credit it deserves on the national stage when they beat this Panther team that everyone says, oh, look at them. They're sitting atop the NFC South, which is the toughest division in football now. You know, it's like every year. Sorry, I don't know why I have hiccups again.
Hiccups? How about hiccups popping
I got
up?
All worked up. I got hiccups.
Seltzer, that's a drop right there. No, I'm just joking.
Yeah. Best division in football.
You want me to talk? You want to take it?
Best division in the NFC. No, I'm going to push through this. Best division in the NFC.
Right.
Well, guess what? We're going to win. We're going to beat the team atop the best division in the NFC. And then finally, on the national stage, people will say, this Eagles team, maybe they're the best NFC team right now. Maybe this team is the team that can represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. I know it's early. I know I'm jumping the gun here.
Yeah, yeah.
But that will be out there.
Well, they're squarely in the discussion already. Tonight's win gives them another step in that direction.
I don't think they're in the discussion deeply enough.
Well, they're pretty high up there, man.
Yeah, well, upstart Eagles. Well, they're not an upstart team. They've got the foundation on both sides of the ball in the trenches to beat anybody.
Listen, tonight's another step. There's no question about it. It won't, for me, John, solidify them as the best team in the conference because until I get, again, I said last week I want to see 3-4 more weeks. I still see Green Bay at 4-1. I know they got issues. I see Atlanta. They've played one less game. They're 3-1. They're pretty damn good.
Listen, I love Atlanta. Yeah. I think Atlanta's a great team.
When I look at this, as much as this is a showdown game, and it is, to me, if we're really keeping it real and talking NFC, the two teams I see as the greatest threats to the Eagles are the Green Bay Packers and the Atlanta Falcons. And
the Carolina Panthers.
Well, as much as Carolina deserves credit, I would put them below those other two. So tonight's win's going to happen, and it's going to be impressive. But to really lay claim as the best team in the conference, I want to see 2 or 3 more weeks. I know the Eagles aren't playing Green Bay and Atlanta in the next 2 or 3 weeks, but how the Eagles match up when they play versus how Green Bay and Atlanta matches up when they play their games. To me, let's talk late October, early November. Are the Eagles the best team in the conference? I have a better sense then. They're right in the discussion. The Carolina win will be another step in the journey, and they're going to win this game tonight. They're going to get this done. 888-729-9494. Jetta Cameron, John Rich. All right, your phone calls. We rock them next. We got a lot of guests today. So segments for phone calls like next segment. Let's get it going. 888-729-9494. We'll come back with your calls. Also, talking about where the Eagles rank and perception and national, all that. We'll get inside the power rankings. If you haven't seen them this week, some pretty high praise the Birds are getting. We'll hit all that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.